Hi, all. So a while ago on YouTube, I stumbled down a wormhole of small kitchen appliance reviews. As I was looking to buy an air fryer and perhaps maybe a pressure cooker, that's when I stumbled across one of the worst YouTube chefs of all time. His name is Jack Scalfani, as I like to call him. Jack Salmonella Scalfani. I watch video after video of him butcher, sometimes quite literally, recipes. Imagine driving slowly past a multi-car pileup on the interstate. That's my face as I watched him teach the internet how to make partially cooked meals of varying types and taking awful and unneeded shortcuts to recipes that are already quick to prepare. The absolute horror of Jack's lazy man chefing, air quote, techniques to my boyfriend Tom. And now, since we can't unsee it, we are opening your eyes to it as well. I'm Michelle, and I welcome you to join us for this horrific journey, better known as Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man.
Welcome back to Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man.
Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man. Welcome back, folks. After a slightly longer than brief hiatus, we are back with season 5 of Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man. This is a special Thanksgiving episode of Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man. As you know, Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man, that's us.
I'm Pink Chicken, Michelle, in case you've forgotten.
And I'm the Lazy Man, Tom. We have family stuff, as everyone does the holidays, so we're taking this Saturday off. So our customary 2 p.m. live stream, The Boys Club...
Woo!
Will not be seen. In its place, we're going to present you this very special Thanksgiving episode of Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man. It's a holiday special. It's the little CBS special. Dunkada 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 bang has gone on screen. This is our special Thanksgiving episode. Because 10 years ago, when the world was new and Jack was much younger and much more ambulatory, he took his family, when he was living in California, a very special place. Where did he go, Pink Chicken?
He went to Las Vegas, but I was gonna say, before we get into the episode here, we're kind of interrupting this season. This season we've been reviewing the Julia Childs videos that Jack did. The last couple videos from this season are all Julia Child recipes. We're pausing from that to shift to a more holiday-themed episode. We're joining Jack. This is 2012. We're still in Cali.
Right.
So Vegas is a short day trip, you know, a couple hours across the state, and you're in Vegas, boom. And Jack has the sauce wagon at this point in his life, Las Vegas, that's part of his normal route. So what better way to write this off for taxes than to make a special trip out there to deliver the sauces and get a big Thanksgiving dinner out of it?
There is no depth to which Jack will not stoop to get a tax write-off. It has widely been the conjecture of the Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man channel that all of this, everything you see, is nothing but a small business tax write-off dodge concocted by Jack's mommy wife, Tammy, and her Darth Plagueis-type mommy, Quarrelin.
Another thing to point out here, we don't usually review the Jack on the Goes.
Right.
So this is a Jack on the Go. This is not a Cooking with Jack episode.
Right. He's not cooking.
No.
We're not retching.
And honestly, he hasn't been cooking for a while if you've been watching any of the more recent videos that he's been bidding out lately. But this is the whole family. And I'm not talking just Tammy, Junior, and Jack. They brought Tammy's parents along for this trip. His father-in-law does not look like he's having a good time at all.
And there's a very good reason for that. As we'll soon get into the episode and find out, they did not go as Jack planned it because Jack didn't plan it. One of the reasons we also like to cover Jack on the Goes in addition to the Cooking with Jack is because nothing reveals to you how much of a mutant Jack Scalfani is than when he's faced with the general public at large. When he's trapped in his weird, as he calls it, the set.
The
kitchen of his home that he likes to pretend he's on a cooking show. He likes to pretend he has something to do with the actual Food Network or television broadcasting industry, which he does not. It's just him, a little Walmart camcorder, on a tripod, sort of a light.
Well, wait, lazy man. He's building the studios. They're coming soon.
Well, we'll have to see. We'll wait and see. Considering he can barely lift his arm to hold a spatula, it'll be fun to see him swing a hammer or try his hand at set construction. Although, he has for many years maintained some sort of weird affinity for interior design. Here we have Jack, as Pink Chicken alluded to. They have now driven almost 3 hours from Orange County to Las Vegas. In-laws in tow, a very National Lampoon's-esque car trip that we were not privy to. We pick up the episode in the lobby of...
I think it started outside of there for the valet parking area, because what every family does is go to a Las Vegas buffet and then get upset that the wait time is too long and then ask
for a bowl of crack.
Well, somehow, this is 10 years ago, somehow Jack happened upon the fact that the buffet at the Wynn Casino and Resort in Las Vegas was the greatest buffet of all of the Las Vegas buffets. As I was speaking with Pink Chicken before we began the episode, I said, you know, Vegas is a crowded market. It is like the World Series or the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup or the whatever the hell yachting people do. The America's Cup? Anyway, it is the premier competition for hospitality and food places. This is where you set your restaurant to be challenged. Even Rao's, the famous Italian eatery out of New York, opened up a Vegas place. So the buffet at the Wynn has basically got the reputation. They dethroned the Bacchanal buffet from Caesar's Palace, which had long regarded having the best buffet. What Jack doesn't take into consideration here is, if in fact you're going to a restaurant with that kind of a reputation, you best expect a wait, because it's the biggest eaten day in the biggest eaten place, in one of the biggest eaten cities on the planet.
They did not make a reservation. I was looking actually on the Wynn's website today to see if there were any reservations. I didn't think there would be, but there definitely wasn't. But you can get in brunch at 8 o'clock in the morning. That was the only reservation I saw all day long on Thanksgiving Day. Now it looks like they serve the Thanksgiving buffet, which is a special buffet.
A Thanksgiving feast.
It's a little bit more money than the regular buffet is, but it's only served for 4 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you don't get in those 4 days, you don't get it. Because I'm sure there's going to be like a Christmas, a New Year's buffet.
They do occasions. Probably a Mother's Day, probably a Memorial Day. They have special menus. Even onto itself, the buffet at the Wynn has a fairly substantive menu. It's one of the pricier buffets.
The regular everyday buffet, which is called the seafood buffet, is $74.99. The Thanksgiving feast was $82.99. That's for the adults. For the children, I forget what the price is. Were.
For those of you that have a childhood trauma that very specifically the lazy man has, you can tell your children under the age of 12 to rest easy, because the buffet at the Wynn doesn't do what some of the less reputable buffets from the lazy man's childhood history did, which was price fix for children over 13 and adults. Children under the age of 3 eat for free, but if you're between the ages of 3 and 12, they have a scale and you pay for the children per pound. Yes, like a goddamn circus sideshow. My dearly departed grandmother, rest in peace, God rest her soul, loved to go to this particular Holiday Inn hotel and resort, if you want to call it that, in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and they would weigh the children. Now, the lazy man has always been a broad stature, a little girthy for a toddler, you might say, and his sister, who happens to be 5 years his senior, also a little bit on the plus size. So it was a goddamn traumatic nightmare. Every Thanksgiving, because that was Nana's favorite place to go, God rest her soul. But she would love to go to this buffet, and I'm not kidding you when I say it's a sideshow scale. Remember the old Toledo scales that you would go to the boardwalk in New Jersey and some guy would try to guess your weight? It was built for spectacle. Where the hell they got this scale from? The buffet at the Wynn has nothing like that, thank God. Lucky for Jack Jr. But Jack will make a spectacle of himself.
The regular everyday buffet that they have, it's only certain days that you can go, is $74.99, and then there's an optional like all you can drink package add-on,
because it's Vegas.
You only get 2 hours at the buffet. I don't know if that was always the case. This video was from 2012. I don't know if you can sit there the whole, like, you come in at 1 o'clock and you sit there until 9. I doubt they're gonna let you do that on a holiday. I don't know if
especially not Thanksgiving.
I don't know if they would let you do that on a normal day.
I would not be shocked given how voluminous the crowd are for the buffet at the Wynn for Thanksgiving, especially on the day, on Thanksgiving Thursday. I would not be surprised if they didn't say, hey, please be considerate of your other diners. If you can limit it to 60, take 60. If you have to push to 90, push to 90. But if you go between 90 and 120, somebody's coming by your table and tapping their watch going,
They want to turn those tables over quickly, right, so they can get the line, get everybody through the line.
Well, you figure $80 plus for a family of, that's $320 on the table.
You and I are discussing this, and I'm sure the audience listening understands that concept.
Yes.
They want to flip the tables. Jack does not understand this.
Don't dawdle.
Jack does not understand this.
Be prepared, be prompt, understand what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
The comedy starts when you realize that is not Jack.
So
if you've ever heard an episode of Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man before, please like and subscribe. You will understand, if you have seen the Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man before, the crux of our comedy, the brevity of our wit, is Jack does not and refuses to understand.
He says that he has 15 plus years in the food industry, which to me would be like, okay, so you were a prep chef, you were a sous chef, right. You were a head chef somewhere. Right. No.
Started out as a busboy, worked your way up the ladder.
I'm sorry. A YouTube cooking show and eating out for a tax write-off does not make someone a food industry expert on anything.
And don't forget the sauce dodge.
You can walk into the Wynn Buffet any day of the week.
Right.
But they strongly encourage you to make a reservation.
Especially on this most holy of eating days.
And you can do that right from their website. If you're a hotel guest, there's a special. You could charge it to your room. If you're just coming in off the street, there's a special one for that. Jack does neither of those things. You wasted 3 hours in the car coming up to go to a buffet, and now you have to wait 3 additional hours. Now, right. I checked the Wynn Buffet's hours for dinner. It's 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're open that entire chunk of time, but at 9 o'clock, they're done. And so Lazy Man was like, he drove 3 hours.
Right.
He waited in line 3 hours.
So he left at noon. He got there at 3. Even at 3, we're coming on the backside of the 2 to 3 p.m. lull. It's post-lunch. It's pre-dinner. We'll probably get right in. None of that happened.
No. It looks like when they get there, it's dark outside. So in November, when does it start getting dark? Around 5 o'clock?
About 2 p.m., yeah.
It's not really a remarkable food video, but his attitude is so insufferable that makes this video stand out to us.
First of all, he decides that he's going to film a video. He knows he should call ahead, talk to a manager. He said he's called them. When we watch the video, you'll see he says he called the place twice. Never happens to mention that he's gonna be filming a video in it. Las Vegas casinos, you can't film in a casino. You might be able to get away with pulling the camera out at the table and doing the touristy thing and shooting your mommy and daddy or wifey and kid as you're sitting there eating the dinner going, hey, Phil and Martha at home, how much fun we're having, kids. You might get away with that. And they strongly discourage, if not outright prohibit, filming in the casino. And everybody who works in the casino knows that basic law. Filming is prohibited. Jack, completely oblivious, decides to whip out the camera and start walking around.
I mean, par for the course.
It's a matter of how dumb is Jack. He didn't make specific arrangements. He made no arrangements and didn't even have the forethought or the wherewithal to think somebody was gonna have a problem with this. Because remember, Jack is a man-child. Jack experiences the world the way a four-year-old runs around a shopping mall. He just goes running like, ah, ha, 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 mommy, wife, look, cupcakes.
We're gonna start the video and we'll break it down. What did you say? There's four main parts to this video.
There's four parts to this tragedy.
So we'll break down the four parts at the end and we'll determine what the worst of it was for us.
But there's a couple of really expertly hidden edits. Because it looks like he's making one trip to the buffet. We actually tallied it. It's about 6.
This is from November 2012, 10 years ago.
Just before the Mayans killed us all.
It's got 30,000 views on it. Jack on the go, Thanksgiving at the Wynn Hotel and Casino. This is a 14-minute video, which this is like a half-hour show.
The Cooking with Jack videos are now a 3-minute affair. The Jack on the Go's are maybe 4.5 at most. At most, a 4.5-minute Jack on the Go. And that's if he finds something wrong with the sauce or the amount of meat they put in the bun.
Yeah, so he really stretched this episode out.
Although this one doesn't feel that long because he's not very...
Because he's more interactive now. Like, right, the videos that we get now in the current times, post-stroke number 2, 3, 4, whatever one we're on, he has just given up. He's just lethargic.
Well, he's
barely able to move around.
Yeah, I think
barely able to speak.
The health effects of his very poorly chosen lifestyle have really worn in on him now.
Yeah.
You could tell there's nerve damage, there's muscle damage, he's atrophying. It
seems like he has got...
He has declined in the last 12 months.
Yes. All right.
Probably shouldn't have eaten that 90,000 milligrams of sodium. Whoopsie. Monster wing.
Oh, well, you know, that's going to come in here. Wait till you see how many plates of food he gets.
Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, like we said, there's hidden edits in here, which is not by his design. One more thing before we go into this. You would think with a video that has the word Thanksgiving, Wynn, and Casino in it, this video's been burning into the YouTube algorithm for 10 years now. Not that many views. You put in Wynn Casino, you're getting travelog videos. Vegas is a very popular town. You got Travel Ruby, you got Vegas Matt, you got all the Vegas, the casino guys, you got the travel people. people. Everybody's getting six figures of views. Jack, 30,000. And this was probably from probably front-loaded when he started.
We're going to hit play.
Synchronize your YouTubulators, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be hitting play in 5, 4, 3, 2. Here's the button.
So we get the fart intro where Jack's chasing the car. This is in Cali. By the way, the house in the video is not his. Joe Chavez confirmed that. That's actually a house across the street from where Jack and Tammy...
he's filming in his yard, shooting out across the street to the house aside from it.
So the channel is young at this point. This is only episode 120.
We are greeted. The camera comes up on Jack, standing inside the lobby. You can see the Cartier jewelry store in the back. He's in the mall section, the shops at the Wynn. And he's already angry. He's wearing, because Jack likes to hide the fact that he went bald at the age of 20 or so. So Jack is wearing a ski cap, which is unusual. I know Las Vegas gets to be about 40, 50 degrees this time of year, Thanksgiving time. But he looks like a chemotherapy victim. He looks like a cancer victim. He's wearing a tight-fitted wool cap in the middle of what is obviously a very comfortable, climate-controlled casino lounge. Because he's vain about his hair.
He's like, I just arrived at the Wynn Hotel, and you see cars pulling up behind him, and it's like kind of dark outside in the background. He has someone, I guess, run inside and check the weight, and then somebody yells out to him, it's 3 hours, are you freaking serious? Get me a bowl of crack. What? I don't know what one thing has to do with the other, but this is what he says.
So he's basically saying, you must be smoking crack if you think I'm waiting 3 hours for a meal. I never wait more than 3 minutes. And then the other part is whatever else he was thinking. And they just got crosswired.
He comes in and he sees the line and he compares it to Space Mountain. Because, you know, Jack and Tammy are big Disney files. This is where Jack spends the first fourth of the video just yelling, just angry about everything.
Right.
Angry that there's a wait. Angry that he wasn't told that there were VIP packages. I guess there's a $12 VIP package, which I don't know. He doesn't really explain what that is. Maybe it might give you higher seating placement.
It's not a reservation, but you're going to get bumped in line and they're going to give you a window.
Like a fast pass?
Maybe 30 minutes. Yeah, maybe 30 minute, maybe hour. Like you guys show up between 1 and 2 and you're in whatever the 1 and 2 seating line is. You're going to be the head of that.
I guess went online to look for these reservations and they weren't taking reservations. But when they got there, they said, oh, do you have the VIP package? And he's like, what's the VIP package? And they're like, well, it's a $12 package and I guess it upgrades your seating
per
time.
Person.
But you're so hungry at this point, you probably don't care. And you're like, fine, I'll pay it. And they're like, oh, no.
They were so busy they sold out of that.
Yeah, we can't offer you that. That was a week ago we were offering that. We don't have any more of those packages.
Right.
So now he's even angrier and hungrier.
The worst thing you could do to Jack is tell him
no. That
there was an opportunity, no, even worse, that there would have been an opportunity for him to eat meat sooner, but it was not offered to him and it's not clear why. One could imagine how busy a place like the buffet at the Wynn is on a normal day.
Oh yeah.
Now imagine a holiday. Now imagine a busy holiday. Now imagine it's Thanksgiving, one of the busiest high turnaround event days in the calendar year for a buffet restaurant at a major casino resort. These people are swamped. It is like D-Day. It's a chaotic scene of anarchy and bedlam. In waddles Jack and finds out that if he would have been told on the phone, he would be eating sooner, which enrages him.
He takes to his cell phone and becomes the ultimate Karen, which we all know and love. About Jack, because that's the only thing that he has really going for him is his rage. He might not be able to cook anymore. He might not be able to feed himself. He might not even be able to wipe his own ass, but he can type and bitch like a motherfucker online.
Oh, yeah.
And on the phone. So he gets on his flip phone and calls the manager, and the manager says, oh, I'm sorry to hear that you're having this problem, sir. I will have the, I think there was like the hotel manager he called. But then,
well, probably the hospitality manager.
Yeah.
The restaurant bar manager.
But then he said, I will have so-and-so from the buffet give you a call.
Right.
And whoever the so-and-so was did not call him. That enraged him even further. He's like, what? I'm getting the runaround here. And meanwhile, the line is moving along because they want to turn those tables.
Have we mentioned that we paused the video at 1:38 in? Because remember, Jack on the Go is supposed to be Jack's travel channel. This is where Jack, the host of the Jack on the Go show, takes you good people in the audience on a little adventure, a little vacation from your woes. Come to my escapist travel channel. not Jack. Jack takes the Jack on the Go show and basically turns it into his personal bitch session. You got 30 seconds of intro, which is the fart intro, the music everybody makes fun of. And then for the next 3 solid minutes is just Jack yelling into his camera phone about how bad of a time he's having. Remember, not only is this guy purporting himself to be a Travel Channel guy, he's also standing in front of his wife, child, and in-laws.
And in-laws, yeah, that's the best part.
And he's going mega Karen. He's going ultra Karen for 3 minutes, yelling in a marble-lined hallway.
Now, you know, any normal person would be like, I'm going to be in this line for 3 hours. Why don't I get some beauty shots of the hotel lobby?
Right.
Or some interesting artifacts that might be on the wall? Or
what
maybe
people
I'll...
in the business would call establishing shots.
Or like, go see what's
B-roll.
Around. Like, take turns.
Right.
No.
He could turn this into an opportunity and be, guys, we were here for the buffet, but it's going to be a 3-hour wait, so we put Junior in the line. I'm taking the missus. We're walking down the shops at the Wynn, seeing what the little missus might like for a holiday. Santa's coming soon. Let me be kind. Let me be nice to my audience. Let me be kind to my family. Fuck no. Jack plants his feet and bitches like a toddler.
He is around his own family, which includes a child. But there's also other children within earshot of him bitching.
Also, within his camera, we're looking right now, time index 2 minutes and 50 seconds. There are young Asian men in the back. There's a child with them. Hey, Jack's filming them. Jack has not cleared this. There's no image releases.
No.
Remember, he's filming in a casino. Now, he's not on the gaming floor, because if he was, they'd fucking, they would Don Rickles his ass. You know, De Niro would come over and be like, open the door with his fucking head. Filming is strictly prohibited there. They're kind of letting this go, because don't forget, this is 2012. They're really not used to the avalanche of people with camera phones yet, so he's on shaky ground here, though.
He butts in again to start filming that he's been waiting in line for an hour. Then he shoves the camera in Jack Jr.'s face, who's clearly starving.
Right.
And he just looks so tired and just distraught. And he's like, are you having a good time, Junior?
Would you ever do this again?
And Junior's like, oh yeah, it's fun. It's
the jolliest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Like, what do you expect him to say?
So Jack, rather than trying to calm his young male child and put the child's mind at ease, like, don't worry, sweetie, we're gonna get food. If you want, mom can run down the snack bar. It's not like they've gone to the godforsaken Lancaster County smorgasbord in the middle of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And you're in the middle of nowhere. You're in the middle of a cornfield with Amish people. They're in the middle of Las Vegas. There are probably a dozen and a half restaurants, snack bars, pizzerias, convenience stores, right there. They are not going to starve. Better yet, if your son is feeling a little out of sorts, go get him a soda. Go get him a candy bar.
But Jack has no problem telling you that he ate a power bar or some kind of health
food. He called it a health bar.
A health bar while he's in line waiting for food. If that ain't gluttony, I don't know what is. 2 minutes and 38 seconds, he starts bragging about eating in line while waiting for food.
Wait, we're still in what we're terming segment one. This is Jack standing there just bitching. Great engaging content, Jack. You bitching right down the barrel of your phone camera, your famera, telling us how miserable of a time you're having.
Now we're getting to the front of the line, so this must be like 2 hours later. It seems like it moved pretty quick, because now he's saying, that's gonna be our table right there. He's looking right at it. And he's like, it hasn't been bust yet, though.
The fun part is, he just flipped his camera on. Where they are standing, you will see when they do at the end of the video in segment 4, when he does the reverse shot, you will see that Jack is sitting very near the maitre d's section where you get let in. So Jack, even though you can't see right now, Jack is literally standing next to the hostess, pointing out the table he's supposed to be sitting at, and bitching even louder. Never for a second lets up. He is one of the most reprehensible human beings on the planet, and this video, you get that at the number 10 on the fire hose.
Well, most people are like thankful to even get a table or anything. He's like, well, my table wasn't bust yet. Okay, so someone comes over and starts like putting down a tray to like get all the glasses and everything.
The table, which will be his table, is literally getting bust. As he's complaining about it, the table is literally, not because he's complaining about it, but just because, hey, those people just got up.
Right.
In fact, he even says, the first thing he says is, oh, the guy's taking the money off the table. So you know that table was just cleared, because those people must have just got up and left. Give it a minute, the busboy comes right over. Again, this is Las Vegas. This is the Olympics of busboydom. And the guy is being very fast and courteous, not satisfactory to Jack, because Jack is hungry.
I guess somebody that is supposed to be the manager walks by and he says, oh, the manager just walked by. I guess they're not going to bust the table. Yeah, that's not their job.
Yeah, I don't think that's the manager. I think that's the hostess.
Oh, well, he doesn't know the difference.
Exactly. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. So, 15 years in the food industry.
Right.
Not a clue.
Jack has no idea about front of house, fine dine, quick casual. He has no clue. Everything to Jack is a fucking Arby's. So Jack isn't getting his fucking meat, his beef curtain and cheddar fast enough here. So he's complaining to the staff in front of the staff. We're looking at this shot. Time index 3 minutes and 20 seconds, which
still
is now
bitching.
We have just moved into the second segment, which is Jack standing, looking at his table, getting ready for him. He's done with the line. Now we're in the get to the table section, and he's still bitching. Yeah. Has not stopped bitching, has picked something new to bitch about, but he's doing this within earshot of the management and the staff that's trying to help him. Great entertainment, Jack. Way to wow your audience.
We get a jump cut at some point here. Jack decides to go rogue. I don't think they're seated at this point because he makes a lap around part of the buffet, not the whole thing, but doesn't have a plate of food. Doesn't take a plate to get a plate of food, but he walks by a number of things.
He is so hungry that the law doesn't even apply to him.
He's eating.
It's like law of the jungle to him. He's like, fuck it. I'm here now. We've been told we have seats. I can run right now. Didn't get a drink order and immediately got up and spurged towards the line.
I bet he was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And then instead of going to the bathroom, he went over to the buffet to spy on whatever's there. So the way that he went in is probably closest to wherever the bathroom or the restrooms are, which is at the end of the buffet because that's where all the desserts are. He goes in dessert first.
We have never personally been to the buffet at the Wynn, but usually we've been to enough of these places to know that even though there are multiple stations, there is still kind of a linear
a
path
flow
they want you to follow.
Right.
If you buck that flow, people look at you like, don't you fucking understand the way a line works, the way a queue behaves? Jack, no.
No, so usually you go up and you get your like soups, your salads, and then maybe you go back to your table, you have that, then you come back up and you get like, I don't know, like a pasta course, or you see what else kind of noshy stuff is up there, maybe appetizer area.
So at 3 minutes and 37 seconds, we have the captioning on so we can watch this and listen as we're talking to you good people. Jack says, I am gonna walk this whole place. So obviously that's what he did. He excused himself from the table, asked where the restroom is, was told by the concierge where the restroom was, starts wandering. The instant he spies a serving area, Jack heads straight for it. Like a pit bull seeing a pork chop.
Jack's walking the buffet, pretending to go to the bathroom while the rest of the table gets seated.
Right.
He already knows where they're going to sit, so he can sniff his way back there.
He has abandoned his wife and child.
So he starts at the dessert area, which is the end of the buffet.
Which confuses him because he's like, I understand. I understand why they put the desserts front. It's like, no, idiot.
That's the back.
Right.
That's the end. So, and he can't even eat desserts anyway. He's mentioned on a number of videos and online that he can't have sugar. He has diabetes. He can't have pancakes. He can't have cake.
He self-reported as a type 2 diabetic, even back in the California kitchen.
Yes.
He was all like, no, I can't have sugar, guys. No sugar for me, gang.
Fruit's bad.
Right.
Yeah, all
that. As he would sit there and cram down a 12-inch hoagie roll.
Yeah.
He would eat bread nonstop. He would eat flour tortillas. Didn't bother him. He's like, no sugar. It's like, that's not how diabetes works, Jack.
So he's ogling the desserts.
Right. And it is some of the, even for handheld mobile phone videography, this is some heinous shit. This is the worst B-roll you've ever seen. It's out of focus. He can't hold a shot still. It is just one rambling dolly pan tilt shot going on here. It's not to say, again, if you have any formal videography training, they always tell you, even if you don't have a tripod, you plant your feet, you pan and tilt with the camera in your hand, and you make out like you are staying stationary, because this makes a pleasing shot for your viewers. Think of the edit. Also, when you're editing, it makes it easy to edit it, because you're like, okay, pan left, pan right, tilt up, tilt down. Not Jack. Jack does this weird hobbling orbit. This is the type of footage you see before people compose a shot.
So you have some of your normal kind of like Thanksgiving desserts on here. You have apple pie,
cobbler.
A cobbler of some sort. Then he comes up to a station where someone's making creme brulee.
Right.
Now they're doing this behind the counter.
Way behind.
And he's got, you know, a baking sheet full of them. And the guy sees Jack filming him.
Right.
And he looks over at him, makes eye contact with him.
Responds negatively, kind of gives Jack a look like, I am not a fucking Muppet here. I am not a Disney audio animatronic figurine, sir. I'm a dude who has to work a shitty job on a holiday. Move it the fuck along, bucko. And Jack's just like, hi, thank you, duh.
Right. It's kind of embarrassing because Lazy Man swears here this guy shakes his head, but I don't really see it because he kind of like looks at him and looks away, but Lazy Man swears he shakes his head.
So you're saying he turns his head in one direction and then turns his head in another direction.
Right.
In a shaking motion.
Yeah, but no, he was looking at one thing and then looked at another thing. It wasn't like a shaking your head no situation. Oh, by the way, as he's waddling around this buffet line, you see that there's a line of people, 10 people deep.
Jack is approaching a carving station, which, considering that's probably where the turkey is, very important.
Instead of going and standing in line, he cuts in between these people.
So this is that first trip, because like I said, we watched this video a couple of times, and because Jack's videography and editing is so poor, it looks like he just did like one lap or two around the whole buffet station. Then we watched it. I caught the jump cuts and I'm like, oh, when he turns, he ends on a solid wall. He ends on a marble wall. Then the next shot picks up on a marble wall, but it's a different station. This is what we're labeling as lap one. We are in segment three. This is lap one. This is before Jack sat down. So Jack doesn't have a plate yet.
No, still doesn't have
Jack
a plate.
Jack doesn't have the right to grab a plate
yet. Right, he doesn't.
Feel.
Instead of getting into the line, he goes towards the end, like as if he's cutting the line.
Right.
Which pisses off the guy who's at the front of the line, I believe, who hasn't been served yet.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I'm just filming or something like that.
So this is like a circular section where like Jack has gone up to the T intersection where the plates are. So you can grab a plate and move to the right. You can grab a plate and move to the left. But to the right is the carving station. So a line has formed. So now you're gonna go up to the plate station, grab a plate, and go all the way to the right to the end of the line waiting for the carving. Jack does none of that. In fact, Jack goes up to the head of the line where the very busy restaurateurs and chefs are serving the food, and the guy who's also been waiting there for a while, the head of the line, is finally getting served, and Jack decides to tilt his camera up. But a quick-thinking manager catches Jack and says, no filming, and Jack's like, ugh. He sheepishly puts the camera down and says, I'm just filming feet, I'm not filming faces.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
He hits maximum cringe at about 4 minutes and 51 seconds. He literally gets yelled at, and like a puppy between his tail, between his legs. He's like, yeah, I'm not supposed to be filming. And then he saunters off, like a dog with his tail between his leg. He
and
runs
starts
off.
Filming more food. By the way, still no plate. He's just going through and showing you some of the entrees. He's at the Olive Bar now, which I guess is kind of like maybe their side dish.
Most of your bigger buffets have like themed stations. Here's the seafood station. Here's the pasta
station.
It's hard
to tell what.
Here's the pizza bar.
The problem is,
here's the Lanzu pork soup. Lanzu beef soup station.
Here's the problem with what I'm trying, like any other normal person would stop and be like, this is the Olive Bar, but there's hummus on it and there's cheese or whatever. He doesn't explain any of that. Then he gets off of that station and there's a big pork sausage or kibasi. By the way, we were talking about this before we went live. Count the number of times he says beautiful. Every fucking thing.
Pink Chicken wanted to make this a drinking game.
Yeah, every time he says beautiful, take a drink. You'll be shit-faced by the end of this podcast. He go to something he likes. Oh, that's beautiful. Next thing. Oh, that's beautiful. Next thing. Oh, that's beautiful. Like, oh my God. Do you ever call your wife beautiful?
Honey.
He only says
sweetie.
That when he's in trouble, though, usually. So
normally he just says, Tammy.
So it's kind of like a rope.
What were we watching when he was like, Tammy, 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 Tam, Tam, Tammy?
I don't know. Every video where they're out, it's hard to say one over the other. So it's kind of like, I guess, side dish, seafood. They kind of got stuff everywhere here.
Well, here we are at 5 minutes and 31 seconds into the video. Again, it's like a 14 and a half minute video. We are now on lap two. Now Jack had, time has passed, but you wouldn't realize it because Jack's editing is so poor. But at 5 minutes and 30 seconds in, this is actually now lap two of the buffet. Remember lap one was He didn't have a plate, he didn't have any sense of direction, and he didn't have a right to be filming. Lap 2 begins at the seafood buffet where he's looking at the clams, and Jack is gonna see the best thing Jack could possibly see. Split open crab's legs.
We come up to the soup buffet. It resembles to me, it looks like pho. Or like the makings of ramen
it's
almost.
It's like that. It's a meat, it's gonna be a meat broth and then you get to choose what you
your,
want.
Like
in
your
it.
Toppings.
We will know what it is because for 10 seconds, Jack is standing there mumbling to the woman behind the counter who is completely confused because Jack finally tilts his camera up and right there is a giant sign at what would be Jack's eye level explaining what kind of noodle soup bar this is and what you can get right in front of the camera at time index 5 minutes and 51 seconds. It says, Anzu beef noodle soup.
Waddle waddle. Okay, now we're over in the salad section. They give you small portions. It's not like they put out the whole salad buffet, but the pre-mixed salads are in like little chalice cups.
The buffet at the Wynn is a classy place.
Yes.
So they're trying to say you can have as much as you like, but to make this still aesthetically pleasing for people, even during the high traffic times, rather than like the old country buffet where they slop the shit in a big steamer tray and serve it with a giant fucking spoon handle like a grade school cafeteria worker, they make a presentation of it. They take little bar glasses, little old fashioned glasses, and they make individual salads. It does allow for high volume traffic, but it doesn't feel like you're eating at the fucking Rikers Island cafeteria.
But they're so adorable. And of course, they're salads, so Jack is not gonna partake in any of these.
Hand doesn't even reach for it.
Nope.
Because
we're starting to get down to the good section, according to Jack. Well, they have the sushi section.
It's the sushi section, which first thing he says is, no, they're kind of small.
I mean, they don't have a really big selection, but again, it's Thanksgiving. So then, after the sushi section, there is a huge pile of crab's legs. That's where Jack starts his journey.
But if you notice, all Jack has fixated on at time index 6 minutes and 39 seconds is the food. Jack is not concerned with the flow of the line.
No.
The other human beings in his path. Because
food.
A woman comes at him, Jack dodges to the left, gets up to the bar, not realizing there's a line to his left. As Jack goes to pile on what looks like at least a dozen and a half cracked crab legs on his plate, he is standing in front of the drawn butter dishes that Jack has cut the line for. Because you're supposed to get your crab, then you get your butter and this. Jack has cut in front of a guy and the guy's like, sorry, sir, like, I gotta get beside you here. There's a good story, everything's beautiful.
So he starts loading up his plate with crab's legs. They're kind of like awkwardly placed on your plate. So our theory is he goes back and eats those. And then he comes up for round two, or what are we on,
right.
Three?
At time index 7 minutes and 1 second. It looks like he's still at the same seafood line, but this is now actually lap three.
Yes.
Because remember, lap one was no plate. Lap two was the crab leg course.
So lap three.
Lap three starts with Jack approaching the braised short rib serving section. But if you listen closely, what you'll hear Jack say is, ooh, I've already had two of these. I'm gonna take two more.
So really, this is actually lap four.
Right.
Possibly.
This is lap three, plate four. So Jack's already had several servings of food. But if you notice the way Jack loads his plate, it's like he's gone up for the first time.
So he takes what looks to be the last two short ribs from there.
Right.
Even though he's had two, he's helping himself to two more. So he takes those. Now I'm gonna narrate what's on this one plate. He didn't get more than one plate. This is all going on one plate. Then he takes some Brussels sprouts. I don't know why. I didn't peg him for someone liking.
There's bacon in there.
Oh, okay. There we go. Then he narrates,
there's a sweet potato puree.
Right.
Which they have used actual Madagascarian vanilla to flavor it. Fuck that, not meat.
Then there's, like, one piece of meatloaf remaining. And he makes a big deal out of this, because what was it, Kobe?
It's Kobe beef meatloaf.
Kobe beef meatloaf. So he takes that. He doesn't even get the entire piece. He leaves part of it behind in the plate.
Right, because there's more meat that he wants. Because now he has arrived back at the carving station. So remember when we said in lap one that he saw the plates, but there was a line to the carving station that he would have to move to the right? At a certain point, he has gone back through the line, ended up on the right, gathered all the meat, and now it's Jack's time to get turkey.
So there's two types of turkey that they're offering. Plain roasted turkey, but there's a deep fried one. And
right.
She offers the deep fried one to him. At first he says no, and he's like, then he sat and he thought about it for like a second. And he's like, Yeah, you know what? Give me a piece of that. Not one, but two pieces of turkey, a piece of meatloaf, two short ribs, and Brussels sprouts. We're not done yet, I don't think.
Right, the whole surface area of the plate is now covered with meat and some Brussels sprouts.
Right, I think he ends up getting something else. Oh, the stuffing.
Yes, he's going to get a round of stuffing. They basically make a log of stuffing and cut slices.
Right.
Sausage stuff.
Cornbread.
Right,
yeah, cornbread
stuff. Cornbread sausage stuff.
So he puts this on this plate, too. So now his plate is complete.
He's got a pile of
it. His plate is completely covered. There was fried chicken that he was eyeing. I think he didn't think he'd have enough room on his plate. He skipped the mashed potatoes. There was a green bean casserole at the end. He skipped all that. Comes back to the table. I guess this is from this round.
Right.
Sits down at the table and he starts filming what everybody else has at the table.
Right. So this now, we are now moving into segment 3. At 8 minutes and 53 seconds, now this is Jack at the table quizzing his party members as to what food they got from the buffet, as he sits there with an entire plate of food and is probably aiming the camera phone at them with one hand as he shovels the short rib stuffing and the two turkeys in his mouth.
So first he comes up to Tammy's plate and puts his phone like inches away from what she's eating.
Right.
And so her plate, I mean, this is probably not her first trip either.
Right.
Or maybe it is, I don't know. But she has sushi on her plate. So she's eating sushi. And she makes a point of saying that it's eel sushi.
Because that's the only sushi she eats.
And it's pickled ginger, which she's excited about. Then she struggles to state what she's eating here. So basically, it's chicken piccata, but she calls it
focaccia.
She doesn't know what the hell it is.
Right.
And then
she got a couple crab legs.
And and then they pan over to Jack Jr. and Jack Jr. only has crab's legs. And he's like, oh, you're going to eat your entire weight in crab's legs, huh? So then, now we're going up for trip 5, I think. What? I lost track.
At least five or six.
9 minutes
and 5 seconds, Jack has discovered the ice cream bar, which everyone knows is a gelato bar, Jack. Except Jack.
So he puts up a fail whale lower third to explain that. It seems like he gets something here, but I'm not sure that he does. Or was that the pizza? That was the pizza station.
He's just wandering at this point. He's carb drunk. We're not sure if that was Tammy. There was a woman in front of him who we only saw the back of. And then he kind of like, he moved to her left. He moved to her right. He moved to her left. He moved to her right. When he moved a third time to her left, you notice she had two small desserts on her plate and was waiting for her gelato to be served. And Jack was like, what's that? What's this? What's that? We're hoping that's mommy wife Tim, because if not, he's just invaded another person's privacy.
Again, which he's so good at doing
right.
Every time he's out in public. We're at the gelato bar. I don't think he gets anything here, because then he comes over and he finds the pasta bar. So you go up, you pick your pasta shape,
right.
You pick your sauce.
Sauce with meat, and they also have some vegan options. They have a vegan bolognese, and they have a vegan Alfredo sauce. By the way, none of which are touched. So this is maybe a bonus lap, because that was a dessert lap. Now Jack has seemingly gone back for more food, more entrees.
Oh, here. Yeah.
Because he's over by the Italian section, so he's noticing all the make-your-own-pasta dish options here, the accoutrement for your... You can basically order like 4 or 5 different types of pasta and get shit on them, like burrata mozzarella. There's some fresh tomatoes cut, fresh torn basil. He's now looking at the vegan sauce entrees.
Then he spies the pizza. There's right. Like at least 2-3 going on here. I can't tell what they
it's
are.
It's a white broccoli pizza. That might be some mushroom. That looks like a veggie pizza.
And then there's definitely a pepperoni.
There's half cheese, half pepperoni.
But we get another kind of like cut. But at the same time, there's a woman talking, which sounds like she's talking to him. So
I think what has happened there is for that particular serving station, you can get from both sides. It's not clear whether or not Jack has actually gotten something there, but he has the serving dish, the serving utensil. Little clippies, the tongs
yeah.
For the pizza is on his side of the bar, and the woman is asking for them.
And then there's like a
charcuterie plate.
Yeah, charcuterie.
Got some olives, some pepper, some pepperoncini.
Some baby corns.
Right, some baby corns.
You gotta have your baby corns.
Got to. You can't have a tuna salad without it.
So it's just, he's going...
He ends up at the tapenade bar. There's tapenades.
Which, to me, is like he walked this the whole wrong way, because you would go here first.
He has absolutely walked the wrong way.
The light you know, options, the light fare, and then make your way over to the pasta and the pizza because that's a little bit heavier.
There's multiple stations of food and it might not be clear where everything is laid out, but as a human, the first thing you would do is pull back a little bit, go up against the far wall, take a look and survey where things are. What are people getting? What's that over there? What's that over there? Not Jack, but like a bull in a china shop, get his face as close to the food as possible, pushing other people out of the way, pushing a toddler by the face out of the way. Because I need to see what the pizza bar looks like, mommy wife.
He's the reason that sneeze guards were invented. So yes.
We end up here at 10 minutes and 30 seconds. Again, we're almost out of segment 3 here. We're going to be in segment 4 very soon. He's wandered past the cheese bar. He's wandered past the tapenade bar. He's now headed back to the dessert bar, which is where he started out. Which basically means he's walked all the way around and come
twice,
back where he
at was, least.
Right. To the wrong way where he went in to begin with. Which shows you how wrong he was the first lap.
Oh, yeah. Now we're at the soup bar. Soup and salad. There's a thing of lettuce.
Right.
Yeah. There's a thing of tomatoes. You put it together yourself.
Like an over-glorified Ruby Tuesdays.
Right.
Swing that way. Jack stays as far away
from
the
any
fresh vegetables. Right.
Nope. I'm actually shocked that he got those fucking Brussels sprouts. He must have picked all the bacon out and left the Brussels sprouts behind.
Right. We get 3 seconds of the camera holding on the salad bar. And immediately we cut to 10 minutes, 51 seconds. Jack is in the dessert section, which is nearest to their table.
And I wonder if they put them there on purpose because he was being such a little bitchy twat, you know?
I think they wanted to seat them as soon as possible. Typically, they fill the restaurant from the back to the front. So I think they made a special exception for the Spurgy guy. Because again, you're always worried with Jack being such a special gentleman. Is he going to throw a chair? Is he going to shit on the floor? You just want to shut him up and pacify him as much as possible. Give the baby his bottle. So here we are at 11 minutes, and now Jack is giving us a tour of the special dessert section, the reduced sugar section.
Or so he says, allegedly.
I feel like maybe one of the desserts on the top, like the lemon sponge cake they went past, maybe there's a sugar-free dessert here. But you know he ain't stopping.
No.
Sweet, Fuggy. He's been in a car for 3 hours. He was in line for 3 hours.
He's
We're
probably,
on, this is
he's
lap
probably
seven,
dizzy.
By the way.
He's probably dizzy. He's probably like, he had to have that bar in the line.
Like a junkie, he's probably gone in the stall of the men's room and shot up insulin to keep himself fucking vertical.
Maybe he had the shakes. That's why he had to eat that stupid health bar or whatever he had in line.
Yes, the health bar.
We're reaching the end of this video here. We're in the home stretch.
Thank God, guys. Thank God.
So,
we made it, guys.
So they chowed down all their food. So where else would you go to talk about the experience? But other than in the fucking front of the men's restroom, where you can actually see a little bit inside of. Is that the restroom or is that...
No, that's the guest exit.
Well, okay.
Where we're at, if you look closely, this is what I was saying at the beginning of the video. Where we're at is by where Jack came in at. That thing to the left, that little round area with the plant above it, that's the hostess station. So he is, because they remember where his table was, is very near the entrance to the buffet. So that little guest exit is a quick exit out to the
lobby?
Yeah, probably to the lobby, not to the gaming floor. That's if you just came to eat and you just want to leave, that's the I want to eat and leave exit. So we are at the reverse shot of where he started off this debacle at, right by the hostess station.
Okay.
So of course, and now it's marble, it's echoing. The concierge who, I'm sorry, the hostess, I keep calling it concierge, the hostess that you will see will walk past him, behind him right here, and look over at his stupid phone camera thinking, my fucking God, is this goddamn Karen still spurging out about the food I just watch him eat 8 plates of? So now he's not post gastrosexual orgasm Jack. He's not at afterglow. Because he had to work a lot for his meal. So he's not the happiest he's been. But he's not bad.
He's like, the service was okay. The wait put a damper on everything. And then he goes around the table and starts asking people. Out of 10, what would you rate your experience here?
Now, common sense would tell you, or any sense of videography experience will tell you, get the people out. Get them in a thick carpeted area because you don't have you're using the onboard camera mic.
It's a loud restaurant. There's a lot of people there.
A lot of noise in the background, clanging plates, screaming waiters, people walking by not giving a shit because who cares?
And he zooms right into Tammy's face.
Almost to the point where the camera's out of focus. Like, he's so close with his lens, the camera
can't
focus.
You can see
the
booger's upper nose, essentially.
Right.
And she said she gives it a 9.
There goes the busboy. Here's mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law, who looks like she's going bald by the way that the light is hitting her forehead.
Not a flattering shot.
No.
Jack doesn't care.
Nope. She gives it a 9 as well.
At 11 minutes and 53 seconds, the camera pans over to Don. Jack's father-in-law.
Don, yes. And he looks unimpressed.
He is resting his chin on his fist, looking at Jack, kind of like saying, can you not tell when someone is looking at you condescendingly and trying to give you nonverbal cue that your behavior
is unacceptable?
Would not be acceptable for your 12-year-old son who's sitting here, but for the guy who's porked and married my daughter, you know, and caused her to have his demon seed, oh my fucking God, I am sad and disappointed that this is where my life has taken me. But do go on, ask me about the fucking food, Jack. And Jack's like, yep, okay, I will.
Don is like, I got what I came for, which was turkey and pizza. That's all he mentions.
Right.
He liked the turkey, he liked the pizza, that was it.
Don looks like your typical suburban American dad. To wit, Don is wearing a 3-button polo shirt with a pocket, and Don has a pen and a pad in that pocket, as if he needs to make little notes about what's gonna go on here. Maybe he's writing Jack's name and drawing little pictures of Jack burning in hell. Who knows? That's the kind of dad that he is.
I mean, he's fine. He's just like, eh, it was a meal. I ate a meal. It was fine.
Right. I ate food.
Yeah.
I had pizza. I had turkey. I'm fine. There's an Asian woman at the table behind them, a table 11, if you would, situation for our viewers who are familiar with our sayings, at 12 minutes and 10 seconds. And she's looking up at the ceiling, probably because she doesn't want to make eye contact and look down the barrel of Jack's camera phone.
She also looks like she's annoyed, too.
Right.
She looks like the level of annoyance that Don had. Now we pan over to Jack Jr. Jack Jr., what would you rate this meal? And he talks about he had to make room. He had to go to the bathroom and make room.
Right.
What is it with the Scalfani men and bathroom talk?
It's all Jack.
Why? Why do you have to tell people, I have to go to the bathroom to make more room? That's disgusting. I don't need to know that. But he does the same thing when he goes out
it's
on
the
all
kind
those men.
Of juvenile, chorophile humor you expect from a lowbrow like Jack.
That's the shit he does when he goes out with Paul and all the taco wars
of
and
course.
Pizza wars and all those guys.
And he has dragged his son with him, and finally his son has been raised to believe that this is what decent folk in decent company at the holiday table, this is what you talk about. It's a special occasion. So when daddy goes out with his mandate Paul, or Robert, or any of the other questionable relationships Jack has with adult males, and he drags Junior along with him, and Junior's like, well, they kind of touch hands at the table, and they eat food while they're staring at each other. This is what Jack Junior's idea of what men do. So is it any wonder 10 years after that, when Junior's in high school, we find out that Junior is playing the weird evangelical Christian version of beer pong, which involves
mayonnaise?
Eating mayonnaise off another man's spoon. Are we surprised at that? No. Junior is, as they say right now, to the manner born. So Junior is gonna tell his father, I liked the meal so much, I went in the bathroom, took a poop to make more room. And Jack, for a second, acts horrified. But he's not acting horrified like, oh my God, what did my son say? He's like, oh shit, your mom's not supposed to know I talk to you this way out in public. He's embarrassed for himself, not for his son.
Right. They were kind of wrapping it up, and Jack didn't even know what the name of the restaurant was, which is not out of the ordinary
for him. Jack makes it very simple, if you're not familiar with who Steve Wynn is and why it's called The Wynn. Oh, see, that's the hostess.
Oh, the one with the pink dress.
Yep, 13 minutes, 15 seconds. We've seen her in the video several times. Now remember, her station is over there. So watch when she walks by. She'll be like, oh my God, here she comes. I can't believe that fat asshole is still here. Boop.
Oh yeah.
There she goes.
Yep.
Taking a look at him. Table 11, look over her shoulder like,
yep.
God damn it, get out of my life, sir.
What did he say? He said it was $47. That right there will tell you how much inflation has caused things to go up in a significant amount of time since Jack has been here.
They don't leave the table. He's right now talking about the wind. And he's like, oh, it's called the buffet. Is it just called the buffet? Is it called the buffet? Why is it called the buffet? What's it called? Is it just the buffet? It's like, idiot, it's called the buffet at the wind. You can call it the wind buffet. It doesn't matter, but it's just called the buffet because because they have other restaurants.
So basically, they end up rating it collectively 9.5 out of 10 stars.
Right.
I think Carolyn, I thought she gave it a 9.
Doesn't matter. Like, again, you're going to wait 3.5 hours for this food and you're going to enjoy it because the food is so enjoyable. These are world-class chefs preparing food at cafeteria volume. It's high-class, fine-dining, restaurant-quality food.
You're getting,
just served in a line.
You're getting professional chefs.
Right.
Like,
even if you're paying $100 a plate, you're getting 6 different stations, you're getting all this food. You're getting it as soon as you want it.
You're getting what you want.
And like a typical Jack on the Go video, it just ends with him mealy mouth saying something at the end about, you know, thanks for watching, guys, or whatever. I don't even think he thanks the audience for watching. He just says, stay tuned for another episode of Jack on the Go or some pablum.
I mean, that's pretty much how it ends. It's mostly Jack being insufferable on a holiday in public with his in-laws and his family around him.
Yeah.
And many people to witness it.
If you're only familiar with Jack from the Cooking with Jack show, and you're like, well, you know, he's a good family man. He cooks for his family. No, all that's a facade. To really find out who Jack Scalfani is, you need to take him out into the world proper and see how he reacts with normal human beings. And this is how he is. And the best slash worst, depending upon your perspective, the clearest example of how he is this video. Jack having Thanksgiving buffet dinner at the Buffet at the Wynn in Las Vegas after a 3.5 hour wait.
This is not where this saga ends. We were going through Wynn buffet videos. There's plenty of Wynn buffet videos.
Right.
But there's none specifically at Thanksgiving.
And that's what we wanted to investigate. We're like, who the fuck else? Because we watch a lot of travel videos. We watch a lot of Las Vegas review videos. It's kind of our thing. We watch a lot of these very colorful Vegas videos. We watch slot plays, cowboy slots, Vegas Matt, Travel Ruby, but we couldn't find another video with somebody reviewing the Thanksgiving feast at the Buffet at the Wynn. And we quickly came to the conclusion that, oh, fuck yeah, nobody would do that. The restaurant's not gonna let you do it. They're not gonna be in a good mood even if you could film them. Nobody's gonna want to because it's a holiday. So
it's cramped.
Right.
You probably can't walk around without bumping into somebody.
And if you've been in Vegas for more than 5 minutes, you know the Wynn is always packed. It's going to be quadruple packed on the Thanksgiving day, especially Thursday. Because remember, they run this 4 days. They go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday with their Thanksgiving feast. Just so if you're like, look, I tried to get in there for years. Thursday's fucking out. We're gonna go Friday, we're gonna go Saturday. We're gonna have the meal, we'll have Thanksgiving at somebody's house, but we wanna do the Vegas thing, we wanna do the Vegas casino buffet turkey. We'll do it on a day that's not Thanksgiving.
Right.
Do it for Black Friday.
So
what we're saying is there's a dearth of videos out there. Jack has footage of the Buffet at the Wynn Thanksgiving feast. Jack has rare footage here, and we found that out. Because as we were looking for this, I just picked a random video called Tanya in Vegas. Some woman who decided her grift was gonna be doing travel discounts, like affiliate marketing for all the casinos and resorts and hotels. And she was gonna do like a content marketing scam where she's like, come save with Tanya. So she was doing like a hard sale pitch of like, go to tanyainvegas.com. She had one of the few videos we found that talked about the different places that had Thanksgiving buffets. Lo and behold, the reason we're telling you about Tanya is because 10 years after Jack's debacle at the Wynn, Tanya, a similar hustler, a Vegas real estate hotel scam hustler, is using Jack's footage.
Oh yeah.
So if you put in Tanya, T-O-N-I-A, Vegas, Wynn, Thanksgiving, you will see her review of all the Thanksgiving buffets in Las Vegas, and she'll offer you a coupon for something. But the footage that she has of the buffet at the Wynn is Jack's footage.
And I can't believe this is still up because you know how sensitive he is.
Yes.
About copyright striking things. It has to be because either it's not long enough for it to be picked up to get flagged.
Well, she's also not using any of his audio, and maybe it picks it up that way. Or she might have just downloaded his video, brought it into her editing suite. The YouTube algo didn't pick it up as his content.
Possibly.
But it's out there. And it is a wonderful little amuse-bouche, if you would. A nice little sorbet at the end of it, especially considering the copyright strikes over 15 at this point that Jack has tried to inflict upon our YouTube channel. It's nice at the very end to have this little dessert, this little tiny cup of cheesecake, if you would. A little creme brulee of justice being served to Jack that his shitty Vegas buffet Thanksgiving video has ended up in a Vegas hotel scammer.
I think she actually cut it better than he did. One of the... The one clip that she did manage to take, because they're, you know, that's a 14 minute video, so she cut up a couple little sections, but one of the clips that she did take was when he was cutting people off in the carving line. It was like the one where the guy was like literally like, you can't film here.
Right. That is the melted sugar atop that little creme
brulee. Yeah, it's like a little crunchy. It's great.
We thank you for joining this special Thanksgiving episode of Pink Chicken and the Lazy Man.
And we want to wish you and yours a happy holidays.
Indeed.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Turkey Day.
And definitely get some deals on Black Friday. And we'll hopefully be joining you sooner rather than later.
So we're taking this Saturday off, which is the Saturday before Thanksgiving, because we have family commitments. But Wednesday night, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, we are doing what we're calling the high school hangout. We're going to go live Wednesday evening, maybe do an hour and 90 minutes, maybe watch some Peculiar Jack turkey and stuffing videos. We're not sure what we have planned for you yet, but plan for that. 7 p.m., the Wednesday before Thanksgiving here in 2023. What'd you say it was?
Wednesday the 22nd, Eastern Standard Time.
Right, shooting for 7. Wednesday, November 22nd.
And then we will catch you back on our normal schedule after that.
Absolutely.
So thank you once again for joining us. Have a great holiday.
Enjoy. Stay tuned for more episodes coming from us. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we do every Saturday at 2 p.m. The Boys Club.
Woo!
Until then, I am Tom the Lazy Man.
And I am Michelle Pink Chicken.
Wishing you happy eating.
Happy eating.